Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The final jury verdict is in the Planned Parenthood case, and it's a complete verdict for Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about this shocking verdict on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, how, you say, can a jury rule in favor of Planned Parenthood? Well, the problem is, after the judge gave the instructions to the jury, we actually wondered, why did we have a multi-week trial? Because the judge has already told the jury what they're supposed to do. For example, he gave a 110-page jury instruction, which he read in open court for about 2 hours. That's how long it took to read all of this. And then they had those written instructions. On page 8 of their written instructions, Matt, the instructions from the judge tell the jury that this case is not about Planned Parenthood's illegal or unethical conduct. And Judge Orrick repeated that throughout the trial. Page 30, he says, the First Amendment is not a defense in this case. And in fact, page 38, the judge says the court has already determined that the defendants breached certain contracts. In pages 35, 36, and 37, the court has already determined that the defendants are liable for trespass. He goes on to say also, amazingly, page 76, whether or not a conversation is sensitive or confidential is not relevant to recording claims. Oh, my goodness, that is the essence of the case.
That's the evidence of the case.
And the law.
Yeah.
And the law.
Yeah, the recording law in California has two exceptions. One is if the conversation is confidential, and that is whether or not somebody is within earshot to overhear your conversation, then it's not confidential. Or if they say it's not confidential. We have both of those. These recordings were in very public places where people could overhear them. And also, some of the people recording that actually were stating on the record that this is not confidential.
Right.
And so that is critical. And the other issue is, yes, it is important whether Planned Parenthood was engaging in illegal activity or whether at least the person recording them, David DeLayden and Sandra Merritt, had a reasonable basis to believe that they were engaging in illegal activity. So, Matt, the judge in this case tied the hands of the jury. It's absolutely shocking, and it's a miscarriage of justice.
And this is a judge who has known fidelity to Planned Parenthood, and he clearly displayed that the fix was in here, telling the jury can't even decide on guilt or innocence, that he's already decided all of that, and that they basically have to completely exclude the elements of the law that would actually go to guilt or innocence. It sounds to me like it's ripe for appeal.
Yeah, we're definitely going to appeal, Holly. The court also said on page 90, he instructed the jury that security upgrades are among the types of damages that may be directly caused by the defendant's acts. Now, the testimony is that even before these recordings were released, they had talked about increasing their security, increasing their whole processes, and that they needed to add additional security measures, for example, to find out who's coming to their various conferences and so forth. So they were already in the process of doing that, and there is nothing that happened here that changed any of it. So really, when the jury got this case, they didn't have much area of wiggle room to make any decisions.
No, it's really outrageous. I mean, you know, Planned Parenthood strategically had this occur in San Francisco. You know, a lot of times when you have a trial, right, you're going to place it in a place that would be neutral, where there wouldn't be a lot of media, there wouldn't be a lot of bias on that situation. Well, they put it in San Francisco intentionally, and they have this judge who is the founder of a resource center that houses a Planned Parenthood facility. And in 2017, the defense requested that he recuse himself, and he refused.
He refused, and this is exactly the reason why we wanted him to be recused, because he wasn't objective. Mm-hmm. You know, page 77, Matt, he says the jury cannot consider the content of the videos themselves to determine whether the defendants had reasonable belief that Planned Parenthood was committing crimes.
That is unbelievable. We have smoking gun evidence that Planned Parenthood was committing crimes in through their admission. Well, so if he is on the side of Planned Parenthood, of course he wants to keep that exculpatory evidence out, because it would effectively show that Sandra Merritt, David DeLayden, were well within the bounds of the law, and that the elements that would have certainly permitted what they did were present.
You know, and I think this goes back to, Matt, what you often say, the importance of elections, because these judges are on the bench for a life. You want judges that follow the law, not judges that think they are the law. And here's an example.
Yeah, judges can have their own personal opinion. They're citizens of the United States just like anyone else. We're free to have personal opinions, but we're not free to inject that
right
bias and bend the law.
No,
the
when
law
you're on the bench.
Is the
yeah
law, and everyone ought to get a fair response, a fair deal. And you want to have the ability to be able to defend yourself. But this is not. This is exactly the opposite, and that's why we wanted this judge to be recused. But at any rate, here's the jury verdict, and it's a large verdict. There are compensatory damages because of the cost they say that they incurred to beef up their security measures. And then there's punitive damages, and this is much less than what they wanted, but it's exceeding $1 million. In fact, it's up into the $2 million range, and the reason for that is the judge allowed the RICO claim. RICO is the racketeer-influenced corrupt organization law. That law was passed years ago to address the mafia, to address those organized crime organizations. So whenever they commit certain, what they call predicate acts, certain particular violations of law, if they do that over a period of time, a couple of times, then you impose RICO on top of that. And what RICO does is two things. It triples your damages and then allows you to have attorney's fees and cost assessed against the entity. So, for example, if you have a judgment for $500,000, it becomes $500,000 times three, $1.5 million. It triples your damages.
But didn't the Supreme Court nix that?
Yeah,
in regards to pro-life sidewalk counselors years ago?
They did. And so what happened was, yeah, there were sidewalk counselors, and there was a RICO case that went on for a long time, finally went up and back, and eventually the U.S. Supreme Court made a decision and said, RICO cannot be applied to pro-life speech, to First Amendment activities. It would be unconstitutional to apply it because of the chilling effect. But what this judge says is, but this isn't a First Amendment case. Okay. So he just simply allowed RICO to go forth, and he said, but this isn't speech. Well, yes, it is speech. Mm-hmm. This is what journalists do.
Every day.
They do investigations.
Yeah.
They report.
Yeah.
This is core First Amendment speech.
Core First Amendment, freedom of the press, I mean, and free speech. They're both elements of the First Amendment.
And this case affects every journalist.
It's not just Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden and the Center for Medical Progress. It will affect, if not overturned, every journalist.
Right.
And that's why the Los Angeles Times editorial board was so concerned and wrote an op-ed, an opinion piece against the criminal charges brought by the state of California against Sandra and David, because of the impact that will have, the chilling effect it will have on investigative journalism. If people who are investigating, and we want them to be able to investigate, you know, there's a lot of fake media out there. We've seen that. But we also want to support free speech, and we want to support investigative journalism. It does a service to the public when something comes to light that someone has done the investigation on, and they report it fairly and accurately. But this will chill journalist, because if in fact you could be the subject of a multimillion dollar claim or even a criminal charge, journalists are not going to take that risk. And we're going to suffer as a public because we're not going to get the information. And that's what happened here. They don't want you to get the information about what Planned Parenthood has been doing, harvesting these baby body parts. We'll continue to keep this case in prayer. Sandra is doing well. She's an amazing individual. But we have a lot of work to do. So continue to pray for our case and the team. You can go to lc.org/Sandra, lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.